Sometimes it's necessary in order to get to know each other better for us to sit and talk. There's nothing that brings people closer together than for the two of them to sit down and have a friendly talk. But we have to remember that whatever is said during this conversation has to remain in our heart forever. Most of the things that are said in this kind of atmosphere are like secrets. If we're good secret keepers, then our friendship will become deeper and stronger.
We had a supervisor that would sometimes take us to the park or the movies, the zoo and such things, and it was a really heavy responsibility. If anything would have happened to any of the children or one of them was lost, well, it would have been bad for her.
Yes,
I really loved the park and the zoo.
Sweet.
It's because when you're there, you saw families. You know, not like on TV or in magazines, but real families. Uh-huh. And for example, you'd see mothers and fathers holding their children's yes. hands, push them on the swings and they'd kiss them. It was really enjoyable for me. I didn't play at all. I'd just sit there and look at all these families. It was the same when I went to the zoo. I wouldn't look at the animals at all, just the families.
Poor thing.
Let me tell you this. Oh, wow. One time we went to Eran Park. There was a man and a woman there. You had 7 girls and 1 boy.
Oh, well.
I figured if I mixed myself up with those girls, no one would know.
Yes.
I figured I could go to their house and see what they do and how they live their lives.
Oh, my.
All right. Then the father had one of those things, this guy, what is it? One of those beat-up old trucks.
Yes, yes.
I don't know what the name was, but one of those beat-up old trucks. You know, all right. And then, afterwards, we got in the truck and he bought ice cream for all of us and he got one for me too.
He didn't find out.
No. Then, as he was counting, when he was counting us up, he got confused and totally dumbstruck, you know. I had hidden myself behind one of the girls who was tall and he couldn't find me. Then anyhow, when we got back into the truck to go to their house,
what's happened?
There's a sharp pain in my head.
Oh my, does your head hurt?
Oh, yes, there's a
sharp
pain.
Oh, it's just nothing. Have a little bit of coffee, get some rest, you'll be fine. You want a pill?
Oh, no.
You're right?
No, I'm fine,
thanks.
You sure?
Oh, drink a little bit of this. So did they eventually find out you were there?
Yes, they did.
Well?
Because the girl pinched me and I screamed and hit
no
her.
No way, you are
kidding.
And I kidding.
Couldn't control myself. It was a reflex action.
Wow.
Then they realised I wasn't one of them. But then they went really crazy. They pinched and they kicked and they screamed. Just think, I was the normal one among them.
Wow, what about your supervisor? The poor thing, what she went through when she realised
you're
missing.
Yes, the poor thing.
Well, she scolded you a lot, right?
No, the poor thing. She was so kind. As soon as she saw me, she hugged
me. Oh, how sweet.
She's
such a good person.
Yes, I visit her sometimes.
Oh, that's great. Tell her to come over sometime so we can get to know each other.
I visit her grave.
Oh my.
Yeah.
God rest her soul.
Yes, God rest her soul.
Oberon,
she spent her entire life on us. She never got married. She said because she had us, she didn't need to get married. She was a real angel, you know.
God rest her soul. May she rest in peace.
May you remain
lost. Oh, but aren't they supposed to be at work right now?
Oh, enemy, if you're of stone, I'm of steel. May my life be sacrificed for the pure soil of my motherland.
Since your love became my calling, my thoughts are never far in your cause. When do our lives have value? May the land of our Iran be eternal.
May the land of our Iran be eternal. Be eternal. Oh, hello.
Hello.
What exactly are you doing here?
Well, where should we be?
At work.
Well, we are at work.
No way, you're not at work, you're having fun.
No, Shiva, we were at work. We had 2 calls today and both of them were a waste of time. We took 2 blood pressures, we gave a B-complex, B12 injection, the doctor answers 2 questions
about what
the expiration dates were for some pills, and then we earned 10,000 tomons and came back
what
home.
What does that mean for both of them?
Yes, Lely, there's just one thing I want to know. When they call, do they say they want us to go and take their blood pressure only? Is that all?
No, they say they have someone that's sick.
Oh, then from now on, when they call, please let them know that we'll take blood pressures, we'll give injections, but it'll be the same. The cost is a full visit, the same cost.
Yes.
I mean, we don't even earn gas money this
week.
Yes.
Sure.
I thought you'd perform 2 surgeries since you're so very happy.
No, Shiva, we were trying to forget about it so we don't worry too much. The poor thing, this poor sweet cousin of mine, after 20 years of studying, I saw him checking air pressure today. Really, I got really upset. You have no idea. When he was holding the blood pressure gauge in his hand and he was looking at the dials, I was about to cry. I was reminded of Gollum, the flat tire guy. God rest his soul. Look, he's upset again.
Fazel,
let it all
let's
out.
Go.
Let it all
Come
out.
On, let's go, Fazel. All right, we're going to say goodbye
all right.
now. Thank
right.
you.
Let
goodbye.
It out, let it out.
Goodbye.
Here you
can
are.
I say my youth is gone, my voice is gone, a nice flower. Let's go, let's go. Is blossoming in my heart. In my room, I'm burning up from being all alone. I made a mistake and I didn't go to work at Pezeshkian's hospital, and look at my situation now. As Fazel says, I'll have to go and repair flat tires. During this week, we didn't even make 300,000. That's not nearly enough for us to make.
Well, now, if we add the money for my goal to the money you've got, can't you go somewhere and rent a clinic?
What money? There's no money left. We've already spent half of it.
What do you mean we spent it? What did we do with it?
Well, what did we do with it? I spent 12 million for the children's school fees. 12 million.
And
2 million for Sara's music lessons. And I gave another 3 million for the volleyball and sports classes for Nima. And another 4 million we spent little by little, so there's nothing left. Nothing at all. Money's become, it's become like ether. You just look at it and it vanishes into thin air. Now, if you want to make money, it's impossible. It's like trying to make gold.
Farzad, you want us to sell this house, and with the money, we can rent a house, and then we can rent a clinic?
No way, no way. No, it's not the right thing to do
well,
at all.
Well, how come?
I mean, come on. This is the only thing that we've got. I mean, all we have is this one house, and in this day and age, it's impossible to buy a house. And anyhow, if one day something happens to us and we die, now, God forbid, not you. I mean, I'm talking about myself. If something happens to me and I die, those poor things, you don't want them to have a roof.
Oh, what a thing for you to say to me.
No, well, it's reality. Everyone has to die. I mean, death is written
right
up there.
Oh, man, just leave me alone. Every time I talk to you, you end up in the cemetery. Do you want some coffee?
Shiva, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking that I should become a specialized doctor.
Specialized in what?
Specialized in whatever. But I'd mostly like to become a cardiologist, because those heart surgeons, you have no idea how much money they make.
So you want to become a specialized doctor so you can make more money?
Well, I'm sorry, but up until now, we haven't been talking about ways to win the Nobel Prize. We've been talking about making money. We've been talking about not having money. I mean, it's just us, husband and wife. We're talking about our hardships and our lack of money.
Fazel, you'll have to study for many months before you can be accepted. And that's, you know, if you're accepted.
Ah, no way, no way. I will. Look, Shiva dear, you know very well how dedicated I can be. If I want to do something, I'll definitely go and do it. I'll sit down and study and get it done. I'll be accepted.
I don't know. Well, all right.
So then you agree? So starting on Saturday, I'll sit down and study very
no,
hard.
No, not Saturday. Saturdays are for addicts who want to quit.
Ah, what does that mean? Where do you come up with these things? Saturdays are for addicts? Is Sunday
right.
good then? Is
fine.
Sunday good? Sundays
fine.
Are for doctors. Saturdays are for addicts.
Layli, I have to think about getting a job.
What job?
Huh? I don't know. For example, becoming a salesman. Isn't that better?
It's not bad. You know how to do it, too.
Would you believe that Majid is still begging me to come back? He says ever since I left, his sales have been cut in half.
No way.
Yes.
Won't Farzad get upset if you leave him all alone?
No way, man. I think he'll even be happy about it. He was just being kind by letting me work with him. Otherwise, he's a better motorbike rider than me. And he doesn't need me. Huh?
Oh, yes. It's not bad. I want to go to work too. Why are you looking at me like that? It's better than just sitting at home. I've gotten tired of it. I'm not the type to sit at home.
What kind of work?
My own line of work, accounting.
Layli, you have a criminal record. No one's going to give you a job, will they?
Well, I'll go and work at a company where they forge their financial accounts. They don't care about a criminal record.
In fact, they definitely do. They won't be able to do anything fishy with an accountant that's already got a criminal record. They're looking for a person who there's absolutely no doubt about.
That's really silly. A person makes a mistake and they have to pay for it for the rest of their lives. What law says if you make one little mistake, then all doors are closed to you? They have to give a person a job, otherwise they'll do whatever they have to in order to make money.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Lely, you're saying dangerous and frightening things.
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. It's the truth. But, well, there's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is.
Well, what it is wrong.
No, it's wrong, but we can correct it,
But we can complain about it.
Yes, Matt, we can complain. I myself would like to sit down and complain my head off, I swear.
Then come before your tea gets cold and we can complain. Come on, we'll complain.
All right.
You go first.
No, you go first.
No, you
go ahead and go first.
What life is this that all anyone ever thinks about is making money? It's so silly. They keep making money and rubbing it in each other's faces. To hell with money.
To hell with these filthy streets. It's always traffic. It's always crowded. It's always noisy. The air's always polluted.
Air pollution.
It's really just too much.
Matt, out of yours. What the hell does he want from us? Why doesn't he let us live our lives in peace? Is there someone that can go and tell him that we love each other?
My dad was really a good one.
What kind of life is this that we can't even make plans for 2 days in the future? Costs are so high and income is so low.
Who is it? I don't want to be part of the internet, part of these social networks. I don't want to be added to any of these groups. Who do I have to tell? Is there no one to turn to?
God bless you. You really know how to complain.
Was it really good? But you're much better.
You're terrific.
No, you're really better.
You're
the best complainer in the world.
I'm a complainer.
Yes, yes, yes. Where did I even come up with that?
Your tea's getting cold.
No, I won't.
You really complain well.
Yeah. These are the chocolates Farzad brought.
In my opinion, people who don't make a big deal about the problems they have and they don't allow the problems to overstep their bounds are the people with the most faith.
Me, I took orange. What color do you want? Oh. I'll take red. What is it?
Nothing. My head just hurts a bit.
How come?
It's from laughing too much.
So people get headaches from laughing too much. Let's go and cry.
Fuzzle, would you bring me a sedative and some water?
No. I'll bring it right now. I have to go and bring a sedative and some water.
Who is it?
Here's the pill. What is it? You feel better?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm much better.
But you should still take the pill. And don't drink any tea. Your teeth will break. Here you are.
Do you see? He's written, Lely, dear my girl. Oh, I can't believe
it. Yes, no, I can't believe it either. Thank goodness, Lely. It seems everything's working out well on its own.
What could he want with me?
I don't know.
Why would he send a text message? Why did he tell me not to say anything?
Did you tell him?
No, of course I didn't. I came to consult with you first. But I can't say nothing to him.
Well, don't say anything now. Gain his dad's confidence a little bit and maybe it's a test or something.
Oh, that's what I was thinking too. Oh, I'm worried to death. I'm both worried and happy.
No, why would you be worried? Don't have any bad thoughts. The fact that the self-satisfied and prideful uncle that I know has sent you a text message, it says a lot.
What do you think he wants with me? Oh, God, I hope it ends well.
Why do you keep saying, so much? Just pick up your phone, give him a call. Didn't he tell you to call him?
He did, but I'm still scared.
Stop acting so silly, Lely. Call him. Here.
I can't call him right now.
Come on. I'm calling. On your life, I'm calling. I said already, I dialed his number. It's ringing. Look, just don't tell him you're with me. No one should know.
Hello, hi. Are you well? Thank you. Are you well, Mr. Dhaneshwar?
What, Dhaneshwar? Call him Dad.
I didn't tell him. You said not to say anything to Fuzzle, so I didn't. Are you in Iran right now? Oh, you didn't go. Oh, you went and came back. Ah, well, I'm really excited. No, the fact that you're going to come and make up with Purcell, I prayed for it. Yes, I'm listening. Oh, you're coming here? No? Yes, I'll come. Tell me where I should go and I'll be there. Uh-huh. All right. I'll be awaiting your call. No, you can rest assured I won't say anything to Purcell. Goodbye.
You're supposed to go and see him?
Yes. But unlike his text message, he didn't have a kind or friendly tone at all.
You should be magnanimous enough to forgive him.
No, I'm being serious. He wasn't kind at all.
Well, you've got a lot of nerve lately. He sent you a text message and he talked to you. What else do you want? You expect him to sing your praises for him to say, "Oh, my precious darling, for goodness sake, please forgive me, let me fall to your feet." Where did you make plans to meet him?
I don't know. He said he'll call me in half an hour.
Wow, I wish I could go with you. I'm dying from curiosity.
Hello?
Hello.
This is a little something for you.
You're happy that I talked to you, right?
Well, yes, I am.
So, you figured the old man's heart is softened up and he's backing down.
First of all, don't say that. It doesn't suit you to be referred to as an old man. And secondly, I've been waiting for such a long time for this day and I've been counting the days for this day to come.
Well, if it were me, I'd be counting the days too. But I thought you'd be a lot more eager and flustered than this, so much so that you wouldn't be able to talk to me.
No, I am. I'm very eager and also very flustered. I'm also very excited. A few hours ago, I was a real mess. I'm a little bit better now, sometimes past. Oh, it's as though I'm dreaming. I can't believe it. I kept telling myself, I hope to God I never wake up from this dream.
Well, you've got the right, because the kindness and flexibility I showed from myself, I think it was a bit too soon for it. But I believe that stretching these matters out and just waiting for a long time to see what happens isn't so good in the end.
Yes, exactly. That's right.
You have to go to the heart of the matter as soon as possible and get it over with. As they say, it'll either end one way or the other. Look, Layla, dear.
My name is Layli.
Now, whatever. It seems you've made me out to be a monster
no,
in your mind.
No, it's not like that.
Just listen. Don't interrupt me ever.
Go ahead.
I don't care what you've made me out to be in your own mind. The only thing that's important to me is family. The happiness and the dignity of the family. Even though, thank God, I've got so much money that my great-grandchildren will be able to live easily for the rest of their lives and not have any financial needs at all, you know? The wealth of the world means nothing to me. I have two sons, and they're both very dear and precious to me. Even though Purcell doesn't think so. He thinks that me and his mother don't love him, but that's not at all true. We tried really hard to get that thought out of his mind, but, well, we were never able to. It's true that he's distanced himself from us for many years, but we can't be like him. We never left him alone. We've always had our eyes on him. Anyhow, Layli dear, I can't stand to see my son in this situation any longer than this. You have to help me so we can put an end to this story. And the only person that can help me with this problem is you. Will you help me?
Oh, it's obvious I'd love to. What does a blind person want from God? Two eyes to see you with.
Thank you, my girl. That you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, wow, I'm so happy. I really can't believe it. It's as though I'm dreaming. Me and you talking to each other in such a friendly manner. Thank you, Mr. Dhaneshwar. Thank you, Dad.
Take it.
Oh, how sweet. What's this? $1 billion?
Yes.
Oh, Father dear, there was no need for such a thing. Me and Fazel, we don't want money from you. We ourselves...
It's just that there's no date written on it. When you've done what I tell you to, then I'll write the date and you can cash it.
And so what do I have to do?
You have to get out of my life and Fazel's. I'm pleading with you. Let Fazel come back to me and his mother.
If I'm dreaming, I hope someone wakes me up.
Well, didn't you want money from Fazel's father? Well, here's the money. It's true, it's not as much as you had been scheming for, but a billion is a lot of money for you.
You want to buy me with this money, right?
It's not enough. Well, I'll increase it. Just leave my son. I'll give you however much you want. Just leave him alone and take it. Stop playing games with me. I've dealt with 1,000 people just like you. I've never bribed anyone, never in my life. But for the sake of my son, I'm giving you a bribe and you should take it and leave. Take it.
I feel really sorry for you, Mr. Dhaneshwar.
You don't need to try and teach me a lesson. Just listen. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Take this. It'll be enough for your entire family. Take it.
If it makes you happy, then I'll tell you that fortunately I don't have any family for me to be forced to belittle myself for their sake. Just keep your money for yourself. The only time I'll leave Fazel is if he wants me to. If I'm not disrespecting you right now, it's only because of Fazel's sake. Otherwise, if it makes you happy to hear me say it, then I'll tell you that I never had a parent to teach me these things.
That's exactly what my problem is. I didn't want my daughter-in-law to not have any parents. What do you want from our lives? Look, if I can help it, I'm going to kick you out of my son's life.
Stop saying my son so much. What do you even know about Fazel's past? You claim so much that you worried about him and took care of him, but where were you when Fazel was on the street corner? Where were you to see the days that we had to go through? Please leave, Mr. Dhaneshwar. Just leave. We don't have our eyes set on money at all. Only death will separate us, or if Fazel says it himself.
I'll do something for you to fall to my feet in order to divorce Fazel. For you to beg me. Listen to what I'm telling you.
City, a man as old as him going after Gilda's granddaughter's age.
You jerk, why are you recording
you
this?
Should leave
Don't
this
you have
place.
A mother and
Get
sister?
Go.
You should be ashamed.
Get out.
Why are you recording?
Hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong
with you? Why are you?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Why are you recording?
What's wrong with you?
Leave me alone.
What's wrong with you?
Give me the phone.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Why are you recording?
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Layli! Oh, no. I hope it all ends well.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm so stupid. I wanted to gain his confidence. I didn't know that it would end like this. I figured if I told you, I might ruin things. His text message was so kind and friendly. At first, he talked in a really kind manner. Now, he wasn't kind, but he was normal.
If I knew, I wouldn't have let you go. I know my dad better than anyone else. He's not the type to back down so easily. Especially when he's acting kind for no reason, then he's definitely up to something fishy. But I never thought he'd resort to doing something like this.
He went and offered Farzad money for him to ruin our life, and now he comes to me. Come on, what did I ever do to cause you any harm? You've already kicked us out of your life. What the hell else do you want from us? Just let us live our lives.
Lely, I sincerely apologize to you.
No, why should you apologize? You didn't do anything.
No, in reality, I'm the one that's been insulted, not you. What he did was really bad. I apologize.
Am I really that bad?
No, you're wonderful. It's all finished now. It's done. I'll never be willing to go back to them again. But you did a bad thing not to take the billion.
I've done a lot of bad things, and one of them's not having a family.
Lely?
Am I lying?
No, just forget about it. Don't talk about it anymore, all right? I promise you that I'll make it up to you for being insulted like this, all right?
Oi.
What is it? You have a headache? What is it? Are you all right?
Yeah.
Well, sit down. Tell me. Tell me what you want, and I'll bring it for you. I'll bring it for you. Just sit down. Just sit down.
Farzad.
What?
Farzad, I feel really dizzy.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تغییر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم